The hype for Jerry Seinfeld's B-movie has been all over the place for the last few weeks. If you've watched television, visited a shopping mall, or gone anywhere near a theater, you've almost certainly seen the ad, the trailer, or at least the logo. B-movie opens today. Critic Bob Mondello was less than besotted.
Meet Barry B. Benson, a Manhattan honeybee who just sort of bumbles along, talking about nothing with his pals, having minor adventures, and trying to decide what he's going to be in life.
You know, Dad, the more I think about it, maybe the honey field just isn't right for me.
And you were thinking of what, making balloon animals? That's a bad job for a guy with a stinger.
Well, no.
Get it? Your son's not sure he wants to go into honey.
Oh, Barry, you are so funny sometimes.
I'm not trying to be funny.
Point taken. So Barry flies out of the hive on a morning pollen run, buzzes the wide open spaces of Central Park, and eventually finds himself chatting with the only woman who doesn't swat at him, a florist named Vanessa, voiced by Renee Zellweger. There's some initial weirdness because of their respective sizes, but basically they get along fine until Vanessa takes her little bee buddy shopping and they pass the supermarket's honey aisle.
How did this get here? Cute Bee, Golden Blossom, Ray Liotta Private Select.
See that actor?
I never heard of him. Why is this here?
For people. We eat it.
Why? You don't have enough food of your own?
Well, yes.
How do you even get it?
Well, bees make it.
I know. Who makes it?
The humans, Barry decides, are stealing bee labor, so he and all his bee pals quit working, which means flowers don't get pollinated, vegetation turns brown, and the world is just not very sweet. All of this after a 20-minute courtroom scene in which the bees sue humanity. One of the witnesses they call is the rock star Sting, a cute but very minor joke that the movie has to go pretty far out of its way for, which is something that you could say about a lot of bee movies' jests. It's not that the picture isn't funny, but in between the laughs, where you want the script to rise above the humdrum, to wax eloquent, or even to make jokes that are appallant, it just sort of drones along, mildly. It's amusing, don't get me wrong, but it's got no particular style to the animation, no point to the plot twists, no real reason for being, which won't matter this weekend when the promotional juggernaut, especially on NBC, will presumably fill theaters, but I guess it's going to cut into return visits if the buzz isn't great. The adults seem to be having a good time at the screening I attended, but the kids were pretty restless, except during slapsticky sequences, like the one in which Barry gets stuck to a tennis ball.
Very close. Gonna hurt.
Now, the producer, writer, star, and all his minions have been telling interviewers that B-movie is unlike most animated comedies in that it is not a movie made by committee. This one is special, they say, because it's one man's vision. And what is Jerry Seinfeld's vision? Well, a story about a funny guy who talks a lot about nothing and who, although everything's going great, decides that he and his buddy should stop working. And when they do, the whole world becomes dreary. Everyone's so sad. So after a while, he starts working again, and sure enough, when he does, the world gets brighter. Flowers bloom. People laugh again. That is, you'd have to say, a very personal vision. But you know, personally, I think I like nothing better. I'm Bob Mondello.
We're saying goodbye to some great engineers this week. Abdullah Rufus, who drives this bus of a show around 2 hours' worth of bends and hairpin turns.
Andrea Jackson-Gewurz, the best coloratura who ever engineered an election night broadcast.
Michael Schweppe, who among many other assignments has chased elephant seals on the California coast with a microphone.
And Flawn Williams, who's recorded sound brilliantly from Michoacan to Moscow and just about everywhere in between.
To all of them, we'd like to say thank you and good luck.